Good morning, Symphony Church. Today marks the beginning of our devotions through 1 John, which is the Apostle John's first letter to the early church, and we'll start today with 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Amen. So John begins his letter with this concise overview of the gospel. He writes, that which was from the beginning, showing Jesus is God, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, showing Jesus is real, concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, showing Jesus came down, and we have seen it, and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us, showing Jesus brought eternal life. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, showing that we can have fellowship with Jesus. So right off the bat, John testifies that Jesus is God, Jesus is real, Jesus came down, Jesus brought eternal life, and Jesus offers us fellowship with him and the Father. But to really illustrate to us the full weight of the good news, John uses light as a powerful metaphor. John says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God's holiness and perfect nature is symbolized here by light. And so while we lived a life absent of God, we lived in darkness, right? Our lives were absent of light. Now, John writes that it's impossible for us to be walking in darkness while we say that we have fellowship with God. After all, how can we walk with darkness while we are in the presence of light? But when we walk with God, we walk in the light. We walk apart from darkness, and we have true fellowship. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us. And so John paints this very clear picture. We're either in the light or we're in darkness. And actually, we know that darkness is where we were destined to be. It's not like we could have just chosen to start walking in the light. No, the light is perfect holiness that's out of reach for us due to sin. But the good news is that through Jesus, we can reach the Father. We can walk in the light. We can abandon walking in the darkness. Jesus, who was God, came down to bring us eternal life through the forgiveness of our sins, and accepting his grace allows us fellowship with Jesus and the Father. And our response to this offer of grace determines whether we'll be in the light or in the darkness. That is the gospel. And it's not just a poetic illustration, it's actually a resounding truth in our lives. John's words, which say that if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth, that should strike us. Because we often say that we have fellowship with Jesus, don't we? We profess this in our worship, we profess this when we call ourselves Christians. In every aspect of our lives, in fact, we're professing our fellowship with Jesus, at least we're meant to be. But at the same time, walking in darkness can be all too easy. While we say that we have fellowship with Jesus, we can often harbor unrepented sin, the hidden sin that we keep going back into the darkness for, the ways in which we stubbornly refuse to bring every part of our lives into the light. John tells us that when we're okay with this double life, professing Jesus while remaining in darkness, we are liars and we reject the truth of the gospel. But that's why the end of this chapter is so important. John says, "But if we confess our sins, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." If we confess our sins, we are forgiven. We are pulled out of the darkness back into the light. We can have fellowship with Jesus because we're walking in the light. Regular repentance is a spiritual discipline that I've personally been convicted to elevate lately. Sin, it can be tricky. It can find a way to creep around the walls and barricades we've set up against it whenever we grow complacent. But confessing our sins to God, regularly repenting and turning back to Him, shining a light into the darkness of our sin, that keeps us in fellowship with Him. Brothers and sisters, my hope for us today is that we shine that light into any darkness that might be threatening our relationship with Jesus. Make regular, honest, vulnerable repentance a part of your daily rhythm. And that way, you know that you're walking in the light. Let's pray. Lord, we ask that you help us to come before you. Lord, we are weak. We're prone to try to find ways to skirt around goodness, to skirt around integrity, to walking in the light. But Lord, we know that walking in the light is the most important thing for us. Walking in the light is how we can be with you, how we can have right fellowship with you. So Lord, would you help us? Lord, help us to come to you in regular confession as we repent from our sinfulness. Help us to step out of the darkness, and may we accept your light and be with you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.